This week, I had the honor and pleasure. I sat down with Celeste Guthrie Hightower, loving mom, wife, author of Big Baby for Jesus, the number one children and teens education book on Amazon. One, two, three. Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. in the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Celeste Hightower, author of newly released Christian book, Big Baby for Jesus, and actually ranked number one new release in Christian and teens on Amazon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, wow. It is a pleasure having you here. So, as I say before I always start my shows, let's make it do what it do, and when it's done, it's done. All right. What made you decide to write a children's book?
Well, I'm the youngest girl of five kids, and I did a lot of foster parenting, and so I've always been around kids. I would arguably say that I am the favorite aunt. Unless one of my sisters is willing to gnaw my ear off for it, okay. I'm undefeated.
I gotcha. Undefeated. All right. I like that. And why a Christian book specifically?
Well, I figure we are all born sinners. The best time to instill godly principles is when kids are most impressionable. You train up a child in the way that you go, and they won't depart.
Amen, amen. So how did you come up with Big Baby for Jesus? I love that phrase.
Well, I actually coined that name, Big Baby, on my job about 4 years ago. I used to go home and make these, like, silly home videos where I would be in my daughter's playpen making these songs about Big Baby, and it just kind of ran from there. The rest is history.
It is so unique, and I love that name. So what do you want children to come away with after reading Big Baby for Jesus?
That there's always a good way to handle a situation. You know, I have a super Holy Spirit in the book, and it's kind of like a superhero that comes to the rescue and gets inside the children's ear when they're getting a little mischievous and tells them the right thing to do. So there's always a way out and the right way to do things, and typically the way to do things is based on biblical principles.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally agree there. So if you had to describe Big Baby as a character, who is she?
She is a busy girl. She gets into a lot of different things. Okay. I actually made her a little bit taller than everyone else purposely. Mm-hmm. The reason behind that is because of self-image. I want children to grow up with some confidence in their self-image and realizing that we can be different, but God loves us the same.
That's another point I totally agree with. Any plans for more books in the future? I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. I mean, definitely.
I'm just going to say this. You are so talented, and I know this is just the beginning, and this is truly your season for God's grace and favor. So I know I'm looking forward to the next one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, since the book came out, have you gotten any feedback from parents or children?
Oh, yes. One of my absolute favorite feedbacks is a little boy. He sent me kind of like a little home video, and his mom is going back and forth with him. And she says, "You got your Big Baby book. How do you like it? Are you happy? Do you like Big Baby?" And he goes, "You know I do." So that's my favorite.
Say that. We got to get that on
I got
tape.
The video. Oh, okay. I do. Right, I have to good, give it to good. You. Yeah, it's yeah. adorable.
I got to post that. He says, "You know I do."
Yes.
Oh, that is priceless. Wow. So how does your family feel about the book?
Well, my husband's very proud, obviously. My daughter said 10 out of 10 would read again. Mm-hmm. So I take that as a compliment because she's a girl that's in pharmacy school. Right. I would love to say she got that intelligence from me, but I'm going to give credit to my mom.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to get there. Well, definitely, we're going to get there. Apples don't fall far from the tree. Your mom, my sister, but we're going to end out with that. Yes. All right. Because she talked to me about 45 minutes about, you know, everybody and everything. So bless her heart.
Yes.
So can I ask, why is Big Baby wearing roller skates?
Well,
that's real interesting.
Yes, she is wearing roller skates. I have a younger daughter that skates throughout the entire house. So I got a lot of scuffed up floors. I used to try to stop it, but she's so determined to skate in the house that it's actually really fun to watch now. Mm. Before it was like, "Hey, Grace, you don't belong on the skates," but she's so fast and she's all around the table. I mean, she could work for Sonic. You know that?
Look, trust me, she will soon. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Wow. So let me just interject something, and then we'll close out with the last couple of questions. For those of you tuning in, this is H. Bosch Jr., WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New York. Today's guest is author Celeste Hightower of Big Baby for Jesus. So now let me go right back in and close this out. Should we be expecting any new book titles in the near future?
That's definitely my goal, is to have a Big Baby for a series. Mm-hmm. The next book that I have in line is going to be Big Baby Birthday Bash.
So, Big Baby Birthday Bash. Yes. Wow. Yes. Wow. Okay. So now let me say a few things. One is, I want you to know that I am so proud of you. I truly believe that this is your season for God's favor and God's grace and favor. Apples don't fall far from the tree. Shout out to my sister, your mom. She has did a tremendous job with all of you guys.
Yes, yes.
You know, and she should really pat herself on the back and the shoulder each and every day, because when I look at you and I look at the foundation and the spirit that all of you have, and your sister and your brothers, and how you guys, before you're anything, you are successful human beings. And that's why God continues to bless you.
Thank you.
Let me just ask you a few more questions, then we'll close it out. How can people reach you?
They can, if they want to look out for the book, they can look out for the book on Amazon. It's on Amazon and Kindle.
Okay.
Under Big Baby for Jesus.
Okay.
Could also look it up under my name.
Great. Now, we're going to have you back, because I know you're going to blow up. All right?
All right.
And I know where to get you, because you're family. So, all right?
That's,
you know,
right.
I'm not going to be making 2 or 3 phone calls to get you.
I'm not running.
All right. Good then. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless you. And I just want to say, I love you. God loves you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's all right.
All right. Shout out to my engineer, Jonah. As always, thank you so much. Thanks, Jonah. All right. So let me end by saying, all right, until next time, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Thanks to Miss Guthrie Hightower for an awesome interview.